And a person who never spends a penny is?
Tied on. Miser.
If a person is, oh, say, 85, and yet is interested in things, old things and new things, and still does things, takes part in community activities, uses his mind regularly, you say he's... How about a man who's 85 and still goes out and works in the field and does things like that?
Well, all I know is just he was a good old man then. I don't know.
Oh, some people might say active. He's mighty active. He's mighty spry.
Yeah, I've heard that. Spry or active, he's doing. Active is probably the best.
Which one would you normally use?
Well, active would be the one I'd use, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to refer to his mind to show that that's still...
You'd say it was active, too. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes children won't go near a cemetery after dark because
Laird is afraid.
Uh-huh. Afraid of what?
Afraid of, I guess it'd be afraid of ghosts or something.
Uh-huh. Is there a house, what would you call a house that's supposed to have ghosts in it?
Haunted.
A person who takes no pride in his appearance and who goes around in old greasy clothes, tattered and torn, never changes them till they just fall off and you say is...
He's, he's slouchy.
Uh-huh. And a person, when I ask this question, they get pretty close to me. A person who, well, let's say, smokes and drops ashes on his shirt and burns holes in it, you say he's...
I know what you mean, though.
Why, you have that trouble?
Yeah, I'd keep the ashes and back at you, so... I wouldn't know how to explain it.
You know, your wife might say, don't be so... careless?
Don't be so filthy or careless, I guess.
A person who makes up his mind that something is going to be one way and won't change it no matter what, you say is?
Headstrong.
And a person who does things out of the ordinary, let's say at 2 o'clock in the morning, he gets up and he walks around town, and maybe he goes off and talks to himself, you say he's...
nut, I guess. That's not what you want, I don't guess. He would be kind of nut.
He would indeed. Was a person like this ever called queer?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a queer.
What term do you use to refer to a person who gets angry easily? If, let's say, don't play a joke on him because he's...
He'd be a fanatic, for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Is the term touchy, or...?
Yeah, that touchy is another term for it.
And, I don't know if this is true or not, but